Homily for Monday, January 10. Welcome back. Welcome back to Ordinary Time. We've celebrated Advent and the Christmas season, and they have brought us back to ordinary life and to ordinary time. So we're back home, back where we live and belong. But somehow, we're back, but we're changed. I like to reflect on that somehow changed. So at the risk of repeating myself, or perhaps becoming even boring, on this first day back in ordinary time, I'd like to review how we got here. What have we brought with us back to ordinary time? So let's try to go deeper into what Advent, Christmas, and Epiphany tell us about Jesus, about God, and about ourselves. It goes against our popular understanding, but the real high point of the whole Christmas season is not December 25th. It's Epiphany. Epiphany tells us what the season is all about. The word Epiphany means to shine upon, to reveal what's been hidden. So, using our imagination, we can frame the whole Christmas season this way. At Christmas, there's an explosion of light. The eternal Word of God appears in the flesh, in the babe found in a manger, found in a feeding trough. Epiphany tells us what this explosion of light shines upon, what it reveals and makes clear. The Magi represent genuine seekers for the truth from every age and culture. And so the question becomes, what does the light of Christmas shine upon so these seekers can truly see? What becomes so clear to them as they look on the babe in the manger? An epiphany gives us this answer. The Magi see man in God, and God in man. The light of Christmas shows upon human flesh, upon the babe in the manger for sure, but also upon our own flesh. What Epiphany makes clear is that the human, Jesus, and people like you and me, we all are the way God makes himself present. The Epiphany is the great shining clarification that God chose to express himself in Jesus and also chooses to express his life and love through us. Jesus' baptism describes how Jesus experiences God's presence. Luke writes, "The heavens were opened. God's Spirit, God's living, loving presence, is experienced by Jesus as coming upon him gently, dove-like, and not as residing in some faraway heaven. Jesus experiences himself as where God delights to dwell. He hears God say, "You are my beloved child, in whom I delight. I will now live and love through you." So Jesus is the Blessed One as he begins his ministry. That ministry will be to live out of where he experiences God's delight and indwelling. That's what we call in the Christian tradition soul. It's our core loveliness. And Jesus lives out of his soul, out of his core loveliness. Jesus's ministry, both then and now, is to share the blessing. It's to call us to live out of our souls, out of our own core loveliness. It's to live out of the blessing we already are, as where God now chooses to live and to love. Jesus models what our life and our ministry should look like. Now we know Jesus will encounter opposition in his ministry, and so will we. This will bring us back to ordinary life and ordinary time. As we try to live Jesus' life and ministry, we too will encounter opposition. But our opposition will come not just from those whom we seek to bless, but also our opposition will come from within ourselves. It is our unbelieving inclination not to allow God's Spirit to descend and to dwell within us. Rather, we seem to prefer a God whose life and love remain safely distant from us, a God who remains far away in heaven. So our ordinary life will also be an ordinary struggle to accept our blessedness, God's unimagined closeness to ourselves and to all that is human. Our peace will come as we let the human make God present, as we let people, let ourselves become where God is truly found. So as we enter back into ordinary time, let us do so with Jesus. And like him, let us learn to recognize and rejoice in our core loveliness. Let us take the time, make the time, to find our Father saying to us, "You are my beloved child, in whom I delight. I will now live and I will love through you." Welcome back. Welcome back to our very extraordinary, ordinary time.